Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1612, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, May the 20th, 2025. Which in UTC time is Wednesday, May the 21st, 2025 at 0100.
DL123.
This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. He passed away on May the 19th. So we're on May the 20th, one day after. It's been 4 years, unfortunately, since we had Andy around. So we definitely are dedicating tonight's net to Andy. So, unfortunately, we want to say thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. PL tone is 123.0. And we're on the 442.5 repeater in Katy with its links to other repeaters and networks. And the AmSat Talk Group, 98006 on DMR on YSF Fusion. It's 11689, All-Star Node 572580, and Echolink, Star AmSat Star. Okay, I will now take any local check-ins.
This is
the KD5P2J, Herbert.
This is Whiskey 5 Bravo, Sierra Alpha, W5BSA, and I got a quick announcement for you.
Okay, very good. We got Herbert, KD5PQJ, over in West Houston. Good evening, Herbert. You got a good signal this evening. And go ahead, Joe, W5BSA, WV5Y. Go ahead with your announcement.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Great to hear you. I just wanted to do a little repeater talk real quick. So a lot of you know that, just trying to get the word out, that formerly the Katy repeater 444.550 that was on the Crossroads network after the MS-150, it was taken down because we had to change the frequency pair. It is now back on the air in Katy. The new frequency for the Katy repeater that's tied in full-time to the Crossroads Ham Radio Club link repeater system is 443.325. Again, it's 443.325. And the PL for that one is 123. Let me let it drop real quick. And then also downtown, we've got a really great VHF machine. It's actually a combo machine. It does C4M fusion or FM analog. I was just down there today touching it up, and it's got a really good footprint. So again, a fusion repeater, it'll do FM or C4FM if you've got a H2 radio that does fusion, and that is 146.700, and it's the offset is minus 600 KC negative, and the PL is 103.5 for that one, 103.5. So put those in your radios, and we get a little more activity on them. I'd appreciate it. Just trying to get the word out. Back to you, Marty. Thanks for doing the net. W5BSA.
Okay, very good, Joe. Well, we'll make a note here of the changes. 442.5 is now 443.325, 123.0, and we got the 146.7 back again with 103.5. So, sounds good. Thanks. Here. We're going to start with a little bit of information from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. Haven't really had much information from them lately. Looks like one of their latest balloons, which was BLT-148 or K5WH-15, hasn't been heard from in about 4 or 5 days now. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that one. Hopefully it's not done and we'll pop back up, but time will tell. Of course, I know since Hamvention, down the Dayton Hamvention was this past weekend, so pretty much everybody took off and headed that direction. So I know there hasn't been any probably updates from Walter, because he's probably just getting back in town like today or so. So hope they had a good time, bought lots of new stuff. The South Texas Balloon Launch Team does hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. That's at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant here in Houston. And then they have a meeting on Zoom at 8 p.m. Central Time, and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter keeping things going over there for the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. Okay, we're going to switch over here to ANS News Service bulletins. This is for May 18th. This is ANS version number 138 from Mark Johns, K0JM. The AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space. As soon as our volunteers can post it, please send any satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. Okay, you can sign up for free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, the BuzzSat Satellite Meteorology course is now available. The AMSAT Youth Initiative is pleased to introduce the first in its series of Satellites in Space Help Us Live a Better Life on Earth online courses. An Introduction to Satellite Meteorology explores the many ways that NOAA satellites help meteorologists predict the immediate weather and long-term climate behavior to make our lives more enjoyable and safer. It is designed for students grades 8 through 12. Each chapter has 40 to 50 pages and is expected to take perhaps 30 minutes per chapter. If you leave the course, it will remember where you left off so you don't have to start over again from scratch. The course is designed to be self-standing, so any student, parent, youth leader, or teacher can independently utilize the course. And the courses are free. And you can try the course out at https://buzzsat.com. And please note that this edition of the course is a beta release. numerous improvements to the navigation features, clarity of graphics, and technical content are scheduled for the next release in June of 2025. They say, we'd love to hear from you. Please send your comments and suggestions to Frank Kanoskis, AMSAT VP of Development at f.karnauskas@amsat.org. All right, and we'll look for future courses to be added later on this year. And they include how satellites play a critical role in managing climate change, pollution control, wildlife and natural resources, navigation, satellite design and operation, space exploration, communications, broadcasting, military operations, and much, much more.
PL-123.
Subject matter experts in any of these areas or educators in the sciences are invited to talk with the BuzzSat team about future course development. And ANS thanks AMSAT for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AMSAT Net. I want to remind everybody you can call and check into the net with a quick phone check-in, 713-467-9870. You can also send an email, that's to wv5y@comcast.net. And then there's APRS, and of course that goes to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And that'll get a message here right through APRS, so you can check in that way as well. So it's Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. AMSAT volunteers kept busy at this organization's exhibit at the 2025 Dayton Hamvention. Interest level was high among both satellite veterans and hams just wanting information on how to get started with the satellites. And the hot seller at the exhibit was the brand new updated edition of the book, Getting Started in Amateur Satellites. The AMSAT education area attracted the attention of a number of young hams and soon-to-be hams. Karsten Glassbritter, KQ4SJM, son of AMSAT VP Operations Drew Glassbritter, KO4MA, shared his knowledge with other young people who came to the exhibit. Interest was also high in the AMSAT engineering area, where members of the engineering team discussed the Golf T and the Fox Plus satellites currently under construction. Live satellite demonstrations outside of the exhibit area also drew interest from Hamvention participants. All right, they got a nice picture there from Keith Baker of AMSAT Executive VP Paul Stoser, N8HM, operating on RS-44 as Mark Johns, K0JM, aims the Arrow antenna. So, good picture of those guys operating. The Hamvention AMSAT Forum was held on Saturday afternoon, May the 17th. The forum featured updates on the organization itself from AMSAT President Robert Bankston, KE4AL, Executive VP Paul Stoser, N8HM, and from Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, VP of Development. Frank also updated those in attendance on the AMSAT Youth Initiative, including the Satellites in Space, Help Us Live a Better Life on Earth online courses. Jerry Buxton, N0JY, VP Engineering, provided an overview of upcoming satellite projects and launches in development, and Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, VP of Operations, discussed efforts to extend the lives of satellites already on orbit. Prior to the beginning of the Hamvention on Thursday evening, May the 15th, AMSAT members and friends gathered at Tickets Pub and Eatery in nearby Fairborn, Ohio, for what has become a traditional gathering in recent years. More than 40 were in attendance, a record number for this event. All right, and thanks to Keith Baker. There's another nice photo there of a whole bunch of AMSAT guys in a restaurant. All right. Of course, if you want to see these pictures, thanks to Bruce, KK5DO, who is our webmaster, there are links and over there at AMSATnet.com. So we appreciate Bruce making stuff available there for the website. And, of course, he also has satellite award information over there. So if you'd like to get a certificate for making your first satellite contact or one of many, maybe many countries you've worked, those awards are available. And you can find out information on them over at AMSATnet.com, thanks to Bruce, and at AMSAT.org. Okay, the 2025 AMSAT President's Club coins are available. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight, please help support Golf and Fox Plus. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. All right, we're just a little bit past, quarter past the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby, and we're going to see who we've got checking in here via some of our other means. Okay, let's see, we did hear from Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California, and So we appreciate him checking in, and he's one of our podcast listeners who listens usually the next day after the net and then calls in on Wednesdays or Thursdays, so we appreciate that from Kai. We got Charlie, K5DNG, he's over there in West Houston, and of course we did check out his CubeSat Sim kit that he got there from HeathKit, and it did include a little speck of microfoil there from the foil from the lunar lander. So, of course, it came with a little case that had a little built-in magnifier in the top so you could actually see it. So, yes, it's a very small piece of foil, but it is a real piece of foil from the lunar lander, and it's all yours to keep when you get the SimSat simulator, get the HamSat simulator kit. So be sure and check that out. And that's over at Heathkit. Okay, we've got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate him doing that for us and checking in there when he does. And we've got Vern, WD0RCR, out in Wentzville, Missouri. Of course, thanks to Vern, you can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Okay, from Internet Relay Chat System, the IRC, we've got AK0A, Ken, KG4OZW, Clay. And we've got Rachy aboard, so good evening to Clay and to Rachy. We've got KG4WIJ, Brian, NZ9T, Renee, and K8WX, Bob.
DL123.
All right, let's see here from Echolink System. We've got 80HJ, that's Mitch. He's over there in Jackson, Minnesota. Of course, thanks to him, you can participate in the Wednesday night AmSatNet, and that takes place on DMR at 9 p.m. Central Time, and that's in the AmSat Talk Group 98006, or YSF Fusion is 11689. So you can check those out, and well as some of the other means that we've got connected here. Okay, we appreciate Mitch putting on that AmSatNet on Wednesday night for us. Let's see, we've got Damien, AG9P. He's out there in Oconto, Wisconsin. Good evening to Damien. We have Steve, KA5YFC. NDOF, N6UTC, he's out there in Long Beach, California. KC5LWI, Andrew, good evening to Andrew down there in Galveston, Texas. I hope Andrew's having a good evening down there. And then we do have Dale, WD0AKO. And I know Mitch said 80HJ went to, I think, Hamvention there. I think he said it was like a 12-hour drive each way. So I hope he's just about recovered from that. All right, and we hope we found some good stuff over there as well. All right, this is Marty WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. The 16th annual Tapper AmSat Banquet was enjoyed by many. 16th Annual Tapper AmSat Banquet was held at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center on Friday, May the 16th. The center is always a highlight of the Tapper, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio, and AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, activities during the Dayton Hamvention. This year's banquet speaker was Phil Karn, KA9Q, who highlighted developments and use cases for his KA9Q-radio software suite for SDR receivers. Karn was the recipient of the ARRL's Mary Hobart K1MMH Medal of Distinction. Congratulations. He was presented the honor at the ARRL donor reception on May the 15th, 2025 at the National Museum of the United States Air Force on Mike Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. A graduate of Cornell University and Carnegie Mellon University, with degrees in electrical and computer engineering. Karn has retired from a technology career including Bell Labs, Bell Corp, and Qualcomm. His co-founder of AmperNet is founder and past president of the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, the ARDC, a private foundation that exists to support amateur radio and digital communication science and technology through grants and scholarships, and the management of 44Net. Karn continues to serve on the ARDC Board of Directors. The work of ARDC has contributed approximately $30 million to amateur radio since 2020. Karn has been licensed since he was 15. He's been a major factor in my life, directly and indirectly. Indirectly, he said. Karn views amateur radio as a creative outlet. I'm an engineer, so I need an outlet for my technical ideas. I'm retired, so amateur radio now fulfills that need. It's very gratifying to see others using your ideas and work, said Karn.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Karn's technical contributions to advanced amateur radio service drive his dedication to the future of education through ham radio. He envisions education having a greater role in amateur radio in decades to come. Ham radio has always excelled at individual self-learning, but it could do so much more. I'd really like to see the many technical tinkerers outside ham radio join us. I'd like to see much more amateur radio in formal education. Hams, SCI, and many university small satellite groups are good examples, but there could be so much more. Hams will continue to create new technology, usually by working in academia and industry, but also as individuals, he said. Mary Hobart, K1MMH, was the ARRL's first chief development officer. She passed away in 2021. The medal named her in her honor is given to those individuals or couples who have inspired our small community to reach higher with their own philanthropic support of ARRL and amateur radio. In 2023, ARRL honored Michael Mike D. Valentine, W8MM, Silent Key, and his wife Margaret Peg Valentine with the inaugural Hobart Medal. And the ANS thanks the ARRL for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Looks like we're right here at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby, see if we have any local check-ins. So any check-ins on the end of the Houston AmSatNet, please come now.
Kilo, Kilo 5, Echo Tango, good evening, no traffic.
All right, very good. KK5ET, Paul? No, see, I can't remember the name. What's the name again there?
It's Papa Alpha Uniform Lima, Paul, and appreciate the comeback.
Hi, remembering correctly. Okay, very good, Paul. Nice to have you aboard again. And I hope you're doing good out there. Do we have anybody else with us? Okay, this is Marty, WV5YM, Houston AmSatNet. The 43rd Annual AmSat Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting have been announced, and they're being prepared. Save the date. The meeting will be held October the 16th through Sunday, October the 19th at the Holiday Inn and Suites Phoenix Airport North. The hotel is located minutes away from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport and features free airport shuttle, all suite rooms at affordable prices, and free breakfast. Information for room reservation at reduced rates and event registration will be published shortly. For your planning purposes, the overall schedule for the event is as follows. All right, if you're one of those board of directors, you're going to be there on Thursday, October the 16th, for their pretty much day-long meetings here. It goes from 0900 to 1700. That's the board of directors meeting. Then again, on Friday, October the 17th, from 0900 to 1200, the board of directors meeting. And then they have lunch. And then they come back and start the symposium presentations that go from 1300 to 1700. And then from 1800 to 2100 is the reception and auction.
DL-123.
Okay, on Saturday, October the 18th, from 0900 to noon is symposium presentations. From 1300 to 1500, symposium presentations again. And then the annual general meeting from 1500 to 1700. And then 1800 to 1900 is a reception. And then the banquet goes from 1900 to 2100. And then from on Sunday, October the 19th, from 0800 to 10 a.m., there is the members' breakfast, and the times are subject to change. Plan to attend this fun and informative event while you exchange ideas with your friends in the world of amateur satellites. And ANS thanks AMSAT for that information. Hey, do you need new satellite antennas? You can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And Charlie K5VNG verified for us that, yes, when he bought his antennas through AMSAT, he did get a bit of a discount so off of the regular M2 site. So be sure and get your antennas through AMSAT and also help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Of course, you can also always just go to amsat.org and then click on the menu and then go to the store. And the March-April 2025 AMSAT Journal is now available. Of course, they've transitioned it into a digital-only publication. But the March-April 2025 issue of the AMSAT Journal is now available to members on AMSAT's member portal. The AMSAT Journal is a bi-monthly digital magazine for amateur radio and space enthusiasts published by the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, AMSAT. Each issue is your source for hardware and software projects, technical tips, STEM initiatives, operational activities, and news from around the world. Inside the current issue, okay, we've got Joe Kornowski, KP6IGK, has an article of using AI to keep amateur radio in space. And then they're going to be discussing new space opportunities, the future of lunar amateur radio, and JS1YMG's update, an APRS update, and an update on SDR. Okay, and I'm sure that SDR update probably will have something to do with the new Gen 2 SDR that's soon going to be available. And then, of course, there is the AMSAT Field Day 2025 rules, and that comes from Bruce Page, KK5DO, the AMSAT awards guy, and we want to thank AMSAT for that information. And as we just alluded to, coming this year is the SDR Gen 2. It's a versatile GNU radio-based transverter that covers from 144 MHz through 6 GHz with continuous coverage. All right, this transverter is going to do direct VHF, UHF, 900 MHz, LS, and C-band operations. It has up conversion to 5 and dime capability, all mode CW, single sideband FT8, narrowband FM, single sideband TV, SFTV, ATV, etc., whatever they want to do. And the minimum downlink data rate will be 1 MSPS. It's built to fly on Fox Plus and golf missions. All right, we want to thank the AMSAT engineers keeping AMSAT radio in space and Ascent, the advanced satellite communication and exploration of new technology. The symposium for 2025 for JAMSAT, the Japanese Amateur Satellite Corporation, satellites, soldering, and socials will be held in Tokyo. The Japan Amateur Satellite Corporation, or JAMSAT, successfully hosted its 17th annual General Meeting and Technical Symposium on March 22nd through the 23rd, 2025, at the National Museum of Emerging Science and Innovation. Alright, let's see, that was in Tokyo. The two-day hybrid event welcomed both in-person and online participants and featured a diverse program of organizational updates, technical presentations, hands-on outreach activities, and social networking opportunities for the amateur satellite community. The general meeting, held on the first day at noon, covered official business, including approval of the 2024 fiscal report, auditor's findings, the 2025 project plan, and a proposed revision to the association's bylaws. JAMSAT members were invited to vote by proxy or attend via Zoom, and participation exceeded expectations. The event was formally recognized as an international meeting qualifying for discounted use of the Maracan venue and underscoring its educational and public service role. Immediately after the meeting, the two-day symposium began with a series of technical presentations. Topics included the RST Lehman Satellite Tracker by JI1SYC, a report on the ultra-compact RST-03 Hammer Run satellite, and a briefing on QO-100 operations from Cambodia under the XU-7AMO call sign. Other featured talks explored a geostationary payload proposal by AMSAT-DL, the SHF beacon status, and technical insights into the TENCO 2 receiver system for 5.8 gigahertz. Satellite mission updates were also prominent. Researchers from Chiba Institute of Technology presented results from the Sakura satellite and previewed its successor, Botan. The team from Tokyo Institute of Technology introduced OrigamiSat 2, a CubeSat designed to test a two-layer deployable membrane antenna and high-speed downlink. The final session discussed amateur satellite roles in community in emergency communications, drawing attention to disaster readiness as a future focus area. Public outreach remained a strong component of the event. On the morning of March the 22nd, JAMSAT reorganized the Touching Satellites program with support from ICOM Incorporated, offering live satellite demonstrations and electronics workshops for children. An exhibit area featured satellite engineering models and educational posters, while 10 young participants had the opportunity to assemble and solder simple kits under the guidance of volunteers.
BL-123.
All right, a formal dinner was held at the nearby Chinese restaurant, Toan in Telecom Center, drawing a wide cross-section of members for informal conversation and project discussion. The social gathering reflected a return to normalcy following years of pandemic-related restrictions and helping to strengthen the group's community bonds. JAMSAT plans to publish digital versions of the symposium materials online and encourages continued member engagement through web meetings, field activities, and international coordination. And ANS thanks Mikio Mori, JA3JEGEP, JAMSAT newsletter editor, for that information. All right, sounds like they've got it going on over there in Japan for JAMSAT. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. The URL is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. I want to remind everybody, you can make a quick phone check into the net by calling 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee, no dashes and no numbers. And that email address, once again, is wv5y@comcast.net. All right, let's see, we do have, we don't have any changes to upcoming satellite operations. It says, due to the popularity of the hams.at website as a location to report, the AMSAT website will no longer attempt to track those reports separately. Thus, the AMSAT news service will no longer carry routine coverage. Please make use of AMS.AT for information on upcoming satellite operations in the future. And we'll thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information. Sometimes that there were changes to URLs or times or dates, and they would get those put on hams.at, the website, but sometimes that information didn't propagate over to the AMSAT News Service bulletins, or by then things have changed. So just by going to hams.at, like people will be able to get a little bit more timely information that might be just a little bit more accurate. Okay, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. Downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, looks like we have some recently completed contacts and an upcoming contact. The Astronomical Society, Komova Slama, Daruvar, Croatia, had a contact direct via 9A1CCY with OR4ISS, ISS call sign, and Skugga crew member, Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP. Okay, the ARIS mentor for the contact was SP3QFE. Contact was successful Thursday, 5/15/2025 at 1712 UTC with a 26 degree maximum elevation. So congratulations to the Astronomical Society Komova Slama students, Johnny and Mentor SP3QFE and the ground station 981CCY. Okay, we've got an upcoming contact for ARIS, the Amur State University in Bangladeshchensk, Russia, and the ISS call sign scheduled to be ISS with scheduled crew member Sergei Rykinov, and the ARIS mentor RV3DR contact is 5/23/2025 at 0915 UTC. The crossband repeater continues to be active on the ISS. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a PL tone of 67. And then you listen on the downlink, it's on 437.800 MHz. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may end up talking to an astronaut. And the packet system on the ISS is also active. It's on 145.825 MHz up and down. As always, if there is an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. And note, all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction. We'll start listening about 10 minutes before our listed time. And the latest information on the operation mode can be found www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. Okay, we want to thank Charlie Stefana, AJ9N, one of the Air's Operation Team mentors, for that information. All right, the big one, Hamvention, is over with and out of the way. But we do have some other AMSAT ambassador activities. Of course, AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AmFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. Okay, over there in Rochester, New York, on June the 21st, 2025, we have the Rochester Amateur Radio Association AmFest, and that's at the Barnard Firefield at 410 Maiden Lane, Rochester, New York, 14616. And the ambassador there should be KB2YSI. Okay, then there's the Greater Louisville HamFest, and that takes place at the Paraquet Springs Conference Center at 395 Paraquet Springs Drive, Shepherdsville, Kentucky, 40165. And you should see Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program there, and we thank him for this information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Congratulations to Benny Ruthmuller, DL4BEN, age 16, on receiving AMSAT Rover Award number 87. During the AMSAT Rover Award, participants must accumulate a combined total of 25 points through various achievements in portable satellite operations outside their home grid square.
DL-123.
The AMSAT Rover Award was established to recognize and honor the accomplishments of satellite operators who engage in rover operations. Rover operations involve the activation of grid squares outside one's home grid, utilizing various satellite transponders and modes to establish communication links. A breakdown of the points system, along with a list of past AMSAT Rover Award recipients, can be found at www.amsat.org/amsat-rover-award. All right, keep on roving, Benny, and continue to inspire others in the AMSAT community. And we want to thank Bruce Page, KK5DO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. China has granted scientists from six countries, including the United States, access to moon rocks collected by its Chang'e 5 mission in 2020. Two NASA-funded U.S. institutions, Brown University and Stony Brook University, were selected to study the samples despite long-standing restrictions on NASA's direct collaboration with China.
W5BSA repeater.
The China National Space Administration, the CNSA, called the samples a shared treasure for all humanity and emphasized its commitment to international cooperation. Experts noted that while U.S.-China space technology exchanges remain limited, lunar sample analysis poses no military concern and aligns with global scientific norms. Chang'e 5E5 samples are of particular interest because they appear to be about a billion years younger than those collected during the Apollo missions. CNSA officials stated they intend to maintain an active and open stance in global space collaboration through initiatives like the Belt and Road Space Information Corridor. And ANS thanks BBC News for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. The FAA granted environmental approval for up to 25 Starship launches a year at Starbase, a five-fold increase from the previous limit. And ANS thanks the Orbital Index for that information. Due to budget cuts, NASA might scale back ISS operations, such as reducing crew size, extending crew missions, and halting upgrades to science instruments. A list of other NASA projects that may be abandoned by budget cuts is at www.planetary.org/billions-wasted-mysteries-unsolved-v-missions-nasa-may-b-force-2-abandon. And we want to thank the Planetary Society for that information. And we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO, for putting those links over at AmSatNet.com. Germany's armed forces are planning to establish a large satellite constellation aiming to create an independent communications infrastructure similar to SpaceX's Starlink. The initiative, led by the Bundeswehr, envisions deploying hundreds of satellites to ensure secure and resilient military communications, with potential expansion into remote sensing and other applications. Germany has historically relied on satellite services provided by allies, but shifting geopolitical dynamics have prompted a reevaluation of this dependence. The proposed Bundeswehr constellation is intended to ensure sovereignty and continuity in defense operations, even in contested or degraded environments. It would operate separately from IRIS-2, the European Union's own sovereign satellite project, aimed at providing broadband internet access across the continent. Okay, you can read the full article on that one over at www.space.com/space-exploration/satellites/germanys-military-once-its-own-starlink-like-satellite-constellation. And ANS thanks the Andrew Jones Space.com for that information. Okay, you can join AmSat today by going over to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AmSat offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at 1/2 the standard yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. Okay, you can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM, and that's mjohns@amsat.org. All right, and the update there we got from Mitch. He says he is still recovering, but it sounds like he had a good time over there in Dayton, Hamfest. All right, I know I watched it online there, watched a couple of the walkthroughs there as people did on YouTube, and it did look pretty terrific. So they definitely had lots of stuff there, including a possible new upcoming project, maybe from Kentech. All right, well, we want everybody to stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. We hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSatNet. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, who unfortunately has not been with us for four long years now, and then from Bruce, KK5DO, up in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.